We are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is your host, Reverend Adam Lee. And today we are also joined by our co-host, Reverend Lolita. Hello, Lolita. How are you doing today?
Hey, Adam. What's going on?
Doing great, hon. Looks like we got a good lineup today.
Yeah, I was like shocked. I'm like, I'm seeing this. I'm like, we have a full switchboard tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's good. So, again, you guys, whoever's listening, here are the rules here. When you guys call in, we're going to say your area code and the first three numbers. Just go ahead and say your first name, where you're calling from, and then go right into the question. So this way we can be fast and efficient and make sure that we get to every caller on tonight. If you guys have a question in the chat room, also, same thing, just state where you're calling from, your name, and go into write your question. If you guys need I am the co-host. Again, this is Lolita. So that's about what I have. What do you have? Any specials going on tonight?
Yeah, and before we take our calls, we are featuring two specials. Of course, we always have more than that on our website at howpsychic.com. But our two featured specials or sales for today are for the 30 minutes for $10. You can get a 30-minute private reading for only $10.95. We are also featuring a newer special tonight on our website at howpsychic.com. This is $5 for a 15-minute reading. Yes, people, you can get an actual 15-minute reading for only $5. So please book your sessions and make the payments for these readings before the end of the show, and you will be called, or you can call us in order to schedule the appointment time.
All right, cool. Well, you ready to go right into this?
Ready to rock.
Okay, let's go. Area code 631284.
Hello.
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 How are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
What's your question? Name and where you're calling from?
Suzanne, Long Island. I just was wondering when you see a steady boyfriend coming into my life.
Okay, give me one moment. I will pull up the information for you. Seven. Wow. This is ironic. I've been helping someone for 7 days now, and the first card that I pick up for you is the Seven of Cups, okay? And ironically, you're asking me a timeline on when the right individual is going to come your way. The Seven of Cups represents opportunities and sometimes overwhelming opportunities, sometimes good and bad opportunities, okay? And it also represents that whatever comes your way, you have to be cautious with. And you've had some opportunities in the past, but nothing has really seemed to be worthwhile.
And yeah, you're right. I mean, I'm dating and trying to get out there and stuff, but you're right. It's just not the right people.
Mm-hmm. In this case, it shows me that in 7 days from now, okay, or on the 17th, which is not too far away, you are going to end up finding the right individual, and you're going to see that right opportunity, because when it comes in, it may seem a little too good to be true, but don't let that discourage you. It really is true, okay?
Well, how am I going to meet this person?
You're going to see, or not, maybe not physically, but you're going to feel a very bright light and a very bright energy coming from them, okay? Now, we only do one question per caller on the show nowadays, but I will tell you that this is someone you meet on your own rather than through another individual, okay?
I went on a blind date the other night, but I don't know if it's that person or...
Okay,
no,
well, then, Sue, let me butt in here really quick. You said your name was Sue?
Suzanne.
Suzanne, let me ask you one question. Do you believe that you deserve a partner in your life?
Yes.
Okay, so if you trust that, then you just need to allow that to happen when it's that time. And if you don't know the power of intuition on when that's going to happen, you really need to go back and building that intuition, that that positive feeling, because you just allowed the fear to come in your way of not knowing. It's not about what he looks like, what time, or anything. If you go on the intentions of believing that you do deserve a partner, and then if you trust Source, there's no questions. Because now you're questioning Source and when you're having a time. Well, time is ego.
You know, I'm trying not to question. I'm just meeting people, and they seem like they're attracted to me and stuff, but I don't want to just go
right.
One. Yeah.
No, honey,
but it doesn't matter.
You
it doesn't.
Is that you've been meeting all the wrong people, but you're finally going to meet the right one. This is going to be on your own. And what Lolita is trying to tell you is, even though you're meeting all the wrong people, hon, that doesn't mean that the right one's not going to come. You have to release that fear within you that you're just going to keep going through all the wrong people.
It's like going through it's like going through jobs or friends or family or whatever the case. You know, I think we're instilled with a lack, and we've got to change that belief system in our mind. It doesn't matter if you meet five more men, but if you know in your heart that you deserve that right partner, and if you trust Source, there's no question, because Source does not give us a time. Time is
okay.
Control. Time is ego. And I want you to build that trust within you. If you believe in yourself, that intuition will wholeheartedly tell you that that person is the right person, because you and your intuition should be best friends
mm-hmm.
by now. And then when you do call in, it's all about validating what you're feeling. Right now you're going on because you don't know, and you're probably frustrated and you're meeting all those men. What you need to tell the universe is thank you, thank you, thank you for bringing all these guys, because the quicker they come, the quicker that you learn from each relationship, because if you don't learn from all these guys that you're meeting, you're going to meet the same person until you get to that right destination.
Mm-hmm.
So what I am saying to you, hon, is step back, do a lot of meditation, do some power of intuition classes, or figure out, fill in that void that you
your
have,
gratitude.
But you don't have to know. You've got to be thankful
really
for
it. Gratitude does come that way. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But you said
in order to know that of which we're looking for, we have to know exactly that of which we are not looking for. And that's
right.
Why you get so many opportunities, even with the wrong ones, because
no,
those are the ones that kind of let you know, hey, I don't like this, or I don't want that, you know?
Yeah, at least I'm putting myself out there. I'm not saying anything negative. You know, at least I'm meeting people.
No, that's fine. That's fine. And, you know, and the more we ask, the more you're going to recreate that same story. So I want you to release of not knowing when this partner is coming, and just take this in your journey to be more spiritual, to be more open to receive, because it's not there yet. You got to build friends with your intuition and your heart. So, you know, do some heart chakra meditation, or, you know, do some clearing so you can energetically move and you can find someone that's in divine flow and divine timing for you. But just
yeah.
know that you do deserve a partner, and just go in that belief system. So really reshift your whole way of thinking about life.
All right. And then
the
gentleman said that he saw somebody meeting in 7 days or on the 17th or something.
Just release that. Just release that. I'm asking you to release that. He's on air right now. I'm telling you right now. Just release that. You just allowed, again, the ego to come in the way because of time frame. I want you to go, hon, on trusting yourself. Trust.
We give the time
You've
frame
got to
as
trust
a guideline,
source.
But not a crutch. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, I understand. I just thought that was good. That's all.
Okay.
No, and that's fine. That's fine. I just want you to go trusting. That's all, hon.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
All right, thank you.
All right, lots of love.
You're
okay,
welcome.
Bye-bye. Blessings.
Bye-bye. All right, first wonderful caller
right.
of the day, and we're going to go ahead and move on to the next one now.
All right, we have an unknown. I'm not picking up any unknowns, so if you call back, and we had a crazy night last Saturday, and we're not going through that today. So I'm going to skip this unknown caller, so if it's you,
yeah.
just call back with a number. All right. Area code 937-339. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and please go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Sandy. I'm calling from Ohio. And I'm just
yep.
wondering if you see Dan asking me out.
Okay. Give me one. Well, that, don't even need a minute on that one. Your answer is yes. And you've been waiting for some time, from what I believe. And that one appears to me like right there on the cusp, okay? And in this terminology, it means it could be tomorrow, the next day. Do you work with this individual by chance?
No. We're usually just together in a group all the time. But he's been doing the flirting and the odds and ends things.
Okay. Because I see you guys around each other a lot, and that's normally my question. Like, when I see that, I think you either work together or you're doing similar tasks together.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm definitely picking up on this one, and he has those butterflies in his stomach, just like you, hon. So, you know,
okay.
It will come together. Don't worry. I even see a beautiful baby boy coming from this relationship down the road.
Oh, it better not.
I don't know why, but I feel a little
No, no. I'm 55. No. No more kids.
Does he have a child by chance?
He's got a girl. He's
and
got
he
a daughter.
A okay.
He's got a daughter and got... But I have 5 grandsons.
Oh, wow. Okay, maybe that's why I'm picking up on it, but... maybe it's about his inner child, getting in touch with his inner child. So, you know, there's
well,
any number of...
It probably takes a lot to, you know, even at this age, trying to ask somebody out. And, you know, I guess I've been single for, you know, quite a long time. So, and I think he has too.
Okay.
So it's probably just all like brand new again.
Oh,
but make sure you have fun with it, okay?
Yeah.
I sure will, because now I'm sort of excited. So, I mean, you know, I won't do anything or do anything stupid, but it's just kind of exciting.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Then just keep that momentum, keep that vibration going, and I want you to have fun with it and while it lasts. And there's no rules to life, okay? Doesn't matter how old or whatever, just make sure there's no rules to life and having fun. There's no expectations, but enjoy every moment that you have with that person.
Yes.
Fantastic.
And I'm going to ask you, who has the blonde hair? Who's this lady with the blonde hair?
My daughter-in-law.
Okay. Has she been helping you out? Because she's just sitting there, and she's, like, got her hand open, and she's kind of got the sword with her, and it's, like, very stern. Like, she's very stern in her ways. But she has the brightest little heart if she just opened it.
Wow. Okay. Well, probably she thinks of me as a mother because her mother just doesn't act like a mother.
Oh.
They don't have the mother-daughter relationship. And even though it's my daughter-in-law, I'm very close to her.
Okay.
So very honored. That's awesome.
Yeah. What's wrong with her, hon? Anything health-wise?
She just found out she was pregnant.
Okay. All right.
She goes
wow.
to the doctor the 22nd.
That's the baby boy that I'm seeing.
Okay.
Everything else, I mean, it makes sense, everything else, but it's going to be a baby boy.
Oh, they want a baby girl. They got 3 boys. That's
okay.
You know what? We are to the point to where as long as it's healthy, that's all we care.
I hear you.
As
all
long
right.
as it's healthy.
Well, many blessings to you, love, light, and
bye-bye.
We're going to move on to the next one.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's go to the next caller. No, Block Talk. Okay, there we go. So area code 609-658, please state your name, where you're calling from, and please go right into your question.
Hi, my name's Annie. I'm calling from Long Beach Island, New Jersey. And I'm wondering if I will ever hear from an ex again. His name's Michael.
Actually, Michael, I believe, was harassing you for a while, wasn't he?
His mother died and he kind of shut down. And I heard from him last year. Last time I heard from him was New Year's Eve, and that was it.
Okay. You will hear from him once more, hon, but the relations with him are at an end, okay? And that bridge is crumbling. He's going to be going on a what I call a soul journey, and he's going to have to learn a lot of lessons through this time. And I'm really feeling that this is going to change his whole perspective on life and his whole attitude. But it's going to take some time. And I really feel that he's going into another cycle. Now, you can always send him love, light, you know, and good wishing, but I really feel that that bridge is disintegrating between the two of you.
Okay. Do you see when I would hear from him again, or?
I'm not getting a timeline, to be all honest, on this one, okay?
Okay. Okay. Will he be okay, do you think, or?
It'll be okay, but... we're only doing one question per caller, so we're going to go ahead and move on now. And I wish you the best of luck. I do see that, you know, he's right, and I do see that you are going to have something brighter coming your way.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, area code 207374, please state your name where you're calling from, and please go right into your question.
Hi, and thanks for taking my call. I'm Dee in Maine, and I'm wondering just, well, there's someone in my life from a distance, and I'd just like to know what I want to say is he one that wants to do the pursuing more than have somebody do anything to pursue him?
Does he want to be pursued, or does he want to be the pursuer? Is that what you're asking?
Right. Yeah. I just want to know I don't want to just sort of screw things up here.
I hear you. Well, I feel that he's one to actually like it a little both ways. He likes to pursue and be pursued at the same time. And I feel that one of the oddest things about him is that he seems to always want what he cannot have, and what he can easily have, he never wants. So it's okay to make it a little bit difficult for him, but not too difficult.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm also getting robins, like the bird robins. Do you have a lot of robins that come to visit you?
I do have robins around here, yeah.
Okay. They're trying to speak to you, hon, for some reason. Maybe you need to just listen to them and try and get some messages from them. I also feel that maybe you should look up the symbolism behind the particular bird of robin, okay?
Right. I have the Animal Speaks book.
Mm-hmm. Okay, wonderful.
I can look them up. But yeah, robins do. I did see one recently. I noticed it outside in the branch. But,
okay.
You know, because we do get robins around here. It's always the first sight of spring.
Okay. Are you into, alternative medicine?
Not necessarily, but I am a natural born healer as well as a medium and indigo and a few other things. So.
Okay. They're trying to tell you that you need to get into that career-wise and that you're going to be successful, but still look it up, hon. Okay?
Okay. I will do that. And thank you.
Bye-bye.
Blessings.
Blessings.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
All right here. Okay. I've just had a chat room answer. Mm-hmm. All right.
Hold on one second.
Okay.
Okay. Just making sure I had my phone, you know, in the right state of being right now.
No problem here. Just give me a moment. I think we're not the only ones having problems on Blog Talk.
Mm-hmm.
It's not... Let me see if I'll take the other call. Hold on a second. I'm sorry. Give me one moment, everyone. Are you able to click it on your side?
Whatever you're looking for.
We're on 207, and I can't get it on mute, the second button.
Okay, well, hold on one moment. You will purchase a reading on our website at howpsychic.com, and the specials are there available on the homepage once you visit our website. That is going to be how, like how are you, psychic, and .com, okay? All right, what are we looking for exactly? A phone number here?
Can you go on 207 and press the blue button, the mute button? It's on
okay.
Red right now.
Here. I'm not even seeing 207 in the queue.
Okay, so let me just, it's probably not updating on my end, so give me one moment. So area code
513?
Yes, okay.
Yes.
My phone is a little slow here. I'm sorry, can you please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question?
Katrina, calling from Ohio. And I want to know, why do my fiancé, ex-wife, is always bothering us?
Okay. There's a lot of jealousy there, and there's a lot of animosity towards him that she has. And I feel it's also a big thing with her is that she has control issues, honey. She has a lot of psychosis and self-worth. And I feel that she feels very betrayed by him, like she does with most people. It's nothing particularly against you, but everyone that comes into contact with him besides herself.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all right. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
And I appreciate.
Well, by the way.
I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. Hold on. Get her back on. Hold on.
Okay. Are you still with us, hon?
Yes. Uh huh.
Okay. Go ahead.
By the way, hon, she will not be bothering you guys for too much longer. I feel that in about 8 to 10 days, she's gonna become distracted with someone of the same mentality, but she will not recognize that about them until she's already in it.
Oh.
And a very valuable lesson will be learned from the conjunction of the two of them together.
Okay. Okay.
And I think the best solution really on is just, you know, there's a lot of people out here that are going through some rough times or, you know, going through their own journeys, and we can't really control that. So don't allow anyone's challenges or, you know, disruptions come in your life and make you become that person that you're supposed to be. So just meditate and, you know, just send her some healing and, you know, just send her the light because she needs it too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Thank you a lot.
Thank you
for calling in.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Okay, let's see here. Area code 347-985. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Myrna. I'm calling from Houston, although I have a foreign number from Houston. And my question is, do you see anything happening between me and OT?
You
and who?
His name is OT.
OPI? Okay.
Yeah, OPI.
Did he come into your life and then disappear all of a sudden?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Did he come into your life and then disappear all of a sudden, hon?
Not necessarily. It's been kind of, I guess, touch and go. But maybe it disappeared. I don't know. It's just
Okay.
Back and forth.
Well, to answer your question directly, I do see something good coming out of this between the two of you, and I do feel like this will prosper. But one warning with him, he requires a tremendous amount of patience.
Okay. I have to agree with you there.
Okay.
So you ready for the journey? You ready for the ride?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I really like him, but I think that's what are you? Why?
Yeah.
Right? Go ahead.
Well,
I said, are you really?
Your... Go ahead, Lolita.
I was going to say, if you really like him, like is one thing, but being really patient and supportive and going through that journey is another thing. We all can like everybody,
mm-hmm.
but you're going to like him with his flaws and assets and his, you know, everything that he's going through, you're going to have to like. So that, it's totally different. So just make sure you're wise. You sound like you're very young. So just be wise with it, okay?
I'm 31, but
still, you have a young spirit. It doesn't matter.
Okay, I will. I guess we'll just have to kind of give it a shot and see before I can decide whether or not it's something I want to, it's a journey I want to take. But we haven't gone far enough for me to determine that yet.
Well, that's okay, hon, but I will say it is well worth it, okay? And one of the things that I'm going to tell you is if you continue to have the patience with this, he is your twin flame, hon. And that's something really big, okay? And the reason, there's several reasons why someone can be your twin flame and all of that, but he is the grounding point for you. You're one way, he's the other. You know, you kind of meet in the middle to a degree. But when we, so a lot of things going on with twin flames right now reconnecting is nowadays twin flames are reconnecting. One's ready for it and the other one's trying to get ready, but they're not there yet. Okay? And don't worry, it's going to get there. He'll catch up, you know, and quickly.
Okay,
you don't
great.
Have to put yourself on hold. You just need to move forward, and he'll get there.
Okay, thank you so much. That's good to know. I'd like to stay on a loop, please.
Okay.
No problem. Let me give you, some words of wisdom, because since I'm in that journey, the same thing. While you're waiting for him, you do your own homework, because that is a strong dynamic. So I would do a lot of research on twin flames, because the energy is very strong, and you must have patience. I'm in it for 4 years. You just started your journey, sweetie. I'm in it for 4 years, still waiting. So when I say be patient, you got to be patient.
Okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I say just you do your homework. So, you know, get in touch with yourself while he's going through his journey. You know, we all go through our own journeys. I'm pretty sure you're not at a place where you want to be right now in life, too. So, you know, take this as a day of you going on your own spirituality, getting back to basics, meditating, eating good foods, exercising, you know, being there, you know, with this person. Have fun with it. But no, it is a rough journey, and it's very powerful. It does have its challenges, and you'll know as the time goes on, because I've been there, and I'm still going through it. So you'll love it, but it's a lot of patience. Right, Adam?
Yeah.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're
right,
welcome.
You
good luck.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Whose phone? Is that your phone echoing? Was it her phone echoing?
I kept on hearing the echo, hon, but I think it was coming from her. She must have had it on the show page at the same time as on the phone.
Yeah. Okay, good. Just want to make sure. All right, so area code 209261. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Marjorie, and I'm calling from California. And I want to ask about somebody that I've been communicating with recently. His name is Robert. He's somebody that I used to date. And I was wondering, do you see this, like, seeing, like, as a friendship, or do you see, like, going, you know, towards something else?
All right, honey. I've been getting a lot of good news for people today, and I really do love giving good news, but I'll tell you what. I have to give both the good and the bad, okay? I feel a great friendship from this. I even see him leading you to the person that you're going to be with, but it's not with him romantically, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He is just not ready. He will not be ready for a relationship for some time. Even though he's trying to pursue a couple and he wants to, he's just not ready. So that friendship is there. There is a kindred spirit dynamic between the two of you, which really seals the deal on it. But in aspect, there is no relationship romantically with the two of you.
Yeah, I kind of knew that too, so I just wanted to, you know. Yeah. Okay, I guess I was in question.
Okay. Wonderful. Okay, well,
have a good one.
Thank you, too.
Love
you know,
must
I
be in
wish
the
I
air.
Had better news for her. Huh?
I said, love, it must be in the air tonight.
I know, right? Well, it always seems to me that it becomes the theme of the day from the first caller, you know? But just once more announcing our two specials on our website. You can have a 30-minute reading for $10.95, or you can grab a 15-minute reading for $5.95, and this is available on our website at howpsychic.com. That is spelled howpsychic.com.
All right, let's go on to the next caller here. Area code 303-833. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Michelle. I'm calling from Colorado, and I am planning to try and reconnect with someone that I knew in the past. I'm just wondering how you see that meeting going.
Okay, Michelle, I actually get a great feeling from this one, okay? There is a bit of tension there because it's been so long, and it's okay. You just have to go into it with a little bit of patience and, you know, a bit of optimism. Try and stay away from the fear zone, but I really feel this going well. By chance, who is this individual? Are they male?
Yes.
Someone
that I was attracted to we haven't seen each other in 13 years.
Mm-hmm.
We were kind of suddenly disrupted, that's the quickest way to put it.
Yeah, you guys were torn by two opposite polarities. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Similar polarities, but opposite. And from what I can tell you, Michelle, I do see the reconnection going pretty well here. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Were you also connected as children?
No, I didn't meet him till college. I don't know if we were connected as children in a past life, but I didn't meet him till college.
There should be a past life connection there. That may be what I'm picking up on, but I feel that you knew each other for a very long and extended period of time.
Yeah, we were involved for about 6.5 years, so.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for calling, and wish you all the best with that one.
Okay, thanks so much. I appreciate it. Have a good
You're
night.
Welcome. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All right, area code 916289. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, it's Mary, and I'm from California. Lolita, I just wanted to say thank you for a couple of things that you said about patience, and this is Mary, the one that whose move hasn't quite happened yet. And I appreciate what you said about the fear, because it's really interesting, because that's the mode I'm kind of in right now. So
mm-hmm.
when I was listening to that, I wanted to thank you profusely because I needed to hear that message. But if I may, before I ask my quick question, I work with twin flames, and my twin flame and I will be working with twin flames, and I'm just wondering if you would like some really, really good articles on the twin flame dynamics. I would be glad to send them through to Adam to send to you. Yeah, these are articles that I sent to my own clients. I'm sorry?
Okay. I will be honored.
Okay.
Yes, I will love that. Yes.
Because
mm-hmm.
you just said
definitely.
You were going through your own, and I know that you're gifted, and I know that you get the dynamics, but I've run across some really good articles written by Twin Flames that I thought maybe that you would enjoy reading that might add something to it, that might help you and
yes.
maybe help some of your clients or help other people. So,
sure,
my
knowledge
is
power, so I'm very, very
absolutely.
Open to that.
Okay, awesome. Well, my question is, I know this move is going to happen, and I think right now I'm living in a little bit of fear rather than trusting. I'm kind of in a time crunch right now. I'm big time crunching where I am, Adam, as you know.
Yeah.
And the move did not happen today. I'm trying to keep my eye on the prize. I understand, you know.
Monday.
I understand everything going on, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm a little frustrated.
I keep seeing Monday. In fact, you know that Tom doesn't speak to me very much, okay? But I'm picking up from him right now, Monday. It sounds like the monster truck show to me, but...
He knows that I was supposed to be out by, and this has nothing to do with his mother celebrating Mother's Day, because he's already done that early. He knows I'm supposed to be out by Sunday.
Yeah,
okay, in order to
tomorrow.
Get accomplished what I need to get
okay.
accomplished.
So maybe what he's
going to
do is come over tomorrow, get most of the stuff with you, and then the actual finishing job, or you'll be there on Monday, you know?
Okay, well, I'm glad that you said that. I know it's only one question, but do you have any idea, other than what he's told me, why this didn't happen today when he was in progress of making it happen?
Let me check for a minute.
I appreciate it. I don't want to take up too much more of your time, but...
I understand, hon. Give me one second.
Okay. You're
frustrated.
You know, Mary,
I don't use the cards with you very often, Mary, but I, for some reason, it had nothing to do with his mother distracting him or anything to that effect. It seems to me that he had an emergency to attend to with a very close friend of his.
Oh, okay. I hope everybody's okay.
According to what I'm seeing, they are now, but they were struggling for a hot minute.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay, I appreciate you telling me. I think Lolita was trying to tell me something.
Yeah, go ahead,
Lolita. Fears are really a bad thing that we've been instilled, you know, in our life. So I want you to take your place into that moment when you're, say, 2 to 7, 9, where we didn't have any fear. When you're a child and there's nothing fearful out there in the world because there's nothing to fear. We didn't have that concept. So bring yourself back to that place and just fly, because fear was instilled in us. There's no such thing as fear.
And I know
so
that's all coming from our head rather than our soul.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah,
okay.
I think it's so sad because
I was just hearing a little story.
No, you're fine. There was a little story today this morning. My neighbor was coming by, and he was just telling about his nephew, and he's 3 years old, and just not no fear. He'll just jump and do this, and he just does everything grounded with his head up high, and it's amazing because he's an example how all of us should be out here, you know, and it's going to happen. You're going to see a lot of
raw and open, you know, and that's one of the reasons why children are such great mediums, you know, and they don't realize it because they're so open to everything. It's just us adults who accumulate all this fear and this doubt and this worry and. So I get it, and again, I appreciate what you said earlier because I know better than to let the fear get to me, being a medium myself. But also, you know, I guess it's kind of like we're human, so we, you know, I guess we bring up or bring attention to ourselves what we need to still heal in ourselves, basically, or situations are brought to us so that we can heal and grow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like I see parents telling their children, no, you can't do this, no, you can't do that. No, let them experience it. They're so wise enough at 3, 4, 5 that if you actually have a conversation with them, you can see they're imagining, they can make, you know, decisions, and they'll be able to learn quickly that way. And I think that putting the rules in life, that has enabled us as adults.
Oh, my God. Okay. I don't mean to interrupt you guys, but I'm going to do
this
for
a minute
here. Okay. No, honey, you can stay on, but give me 1 second. If there's anybody out there that just lost their mother within the past few days, please call in as I'm picking this up right now when they're talking. I just get a really deep sensation and feeling your mother's trying to reach out to you and let you know something. So please call in. Let us know that you're calling in by the chat room. If you can't do that, then just call in and we'll try and get you.
All right. Well, we got 8 callers, so I guess
I am going to let you go because I know you got tons of callers. Thank you so much, both of you. Have a good evening, okay?
You too.
You
I look forward to your articles.
All right.
Get with Adam. All right, hon. Thank you.
All righty. Bye.
All right. Area code 631-472. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Oh, hi. My name is Christine. I'm calling from Holbrook. And I'm not the caller with my mom, so I'll make it really brief.
Okay.
I just wanted to know if there's any changes for me at work, and that's it, if there'll be any changes.
Okay. There will be positive changes coming up, okay? There seems to be a lot of frustration with the work area, actually.
Yeah.
But these changes are for the better. It's a better balance, okay? Who's the one causing all the problems? Is this a combination of a male and a female together?
Two women.
Two women. One's very masculine or very dominant?
Yes.
Okay. And the other one's more of a follower from what I can tell. They both will be gone.
Correct. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Will I stay, I'll stay in the same position, and will I stay in the same type of work?
You will,
or will
rise in the positions that you can get into there. Okay. You will remain in the same position for a little while after they're gone. But you will rise up, okay? I see a lot of happiness and joy coming from this job, provided the job's environment changes to a more conducive one, okay? I am getting let me get the timeline for you, so give me 1 second.
Oh, thank you.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Okay, so 2 weeks on this one, and we should have results for them leaving or know why and when they're leaving. Okay?
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay,
thank you
for calling in.
Wonderful talking with you.
Bye-bye. Have a great night.
Thank you, too.
Mm-hmm. All right, area code 720-366. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Dina, and I'm calling from Denver, Colorado.
Mm-hmm. All right, and what's your question, darling?
Okay, my question is, what's going to happen in my life next?
Okay.
Transition, and my friend got stuck here in Colorado, and she's trying to get back home to her home in Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
And,
okay, so there
so
is a
move. She's going to get a job.
Okay. It does look like the job position will open up, okay. The move is going to go well, but it's going to be delayed by 4 days, from what I can tell. So it'll be 4 days later than the time planned for. And as far as I can tell, it just needs to be handled one step at a time, one problem at a time. don't allow yourself to become overwhelmed, or don't allow himself to become overwhelmed with the amount of stuff that has to go into this move and into this transition time and period. Just remember, one breath at a time, one day at a time, one step at a time, and you'll do fine.
Okay. Okay, that's good to know.
All right, wonderful. Once all is set up and going well, it will prosper.
It will, okay. What about in the love life?
Just one question only on it. I'm sorry about that.
Okay. That's fine.
Great.
Okay, well, thank you for calling in, though, and you have a beautiful evening.
Uh-huh, you too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, area code 954205. Please state your name, where you're calling from. We'll go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Darlene from Florida. And my question is, what's ever more important, my love life or finances?
Well, let's go with your finances, hon, because I'm just feeling something with that right now.
Okay.
Okay, are you transitioning from one job into another?
Yes, more or less. One career into another, yes.
Okay. And there's been a bit of a struggle there trying to get the right string pulled, if we want to even call it that. Just trying to get the right people, the right cooperation, and the right circumstances. However, I get the message that in a little bit over a week, but under 2 weeks, so maybe a week and 2 days, okay, you're going to get all of the right pieces of the puzzle falling into place. And your doorways will be wide open for that transition.
Oh, that's great. In that short of time?
I'm sorry?
In that short of time, from a week to 2 weeks or whatever?
Yeah. From a week and about 2 days.
And can you see, you know, what that would be?
Would it have anything to do with legal? Because I keep getting water, and water symbolizes emotions. And there's two cards here. That we have the Queen of Cups and we have the King of Cups, okay? And there's a lot of animosity and a lot of broken emotions that seem to be between the two of those cards. One symbolizes a woman, one symbolizes a male. Or the male could really symbolize the situation. I'm trying to pinpoint the exact career path, but all I know is that the career has a lot to do with emotions, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So my career, would you say the animal communication will come into play?
I'm sorry?
Animal communication, would you say that would come into play?
I would definitely say so.
Oh, okay, great. So you see that soon then?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do. Just remember, you're going to keep yourself motivated.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Do you need to breathe? I got you. Are you okay?
Yeah. I'm actually really in tune right now. It's kind of scaring me a bit because I've had a break for 7 days from using my abilities. They're just like sky high.
Okay, just want to make sure because I know we've been rocking and rolling. Got you working, so let's go on to the next caller here. 719-391, please say to me where you're calling from and go right into your question.
All righty. Hello. Thank you for taking my call. This is Kelly. I'm from Colorado Springs, Colorado. I think I'm just going to say generically, I would like you just to go ahead and tell me what it is that probably I need to know most right now, because I come from a quote, dying family. It's like all my people were really old, and it's like I'm the matriarch of the family at this point. So it's like everybody has Well,
you
are considered
to be the most spiritual within the family, the most in tune. Besides your grandmother, who's, you know, unfortunately not really giving you a lot of help here due to other reasoning. Now, from what I can tell you, you are doing well with your spiritual gifts. You are progressing, but I feel like your confidence is lacking in that because of the amount of stress on you due to the family conditions and the things around you with this family have been very difficult to handle because your family is like the immovable object and you're the unmovable force or the unstoppable force. Okay. And it looks to me that, you know, you are going to get changes. You are going to be able to, you know, change the perspective in a way or help those perspectives change, not necessarily force it. You need to continue to approach it with a gentle, you know, hand and voice and tonation. It's all about your wording and your articulation. That is the message that comes through.
Great. That makes a lot of sense to me. Thank you.
All right. We appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem.
You got it. Thank you. All right, area code 763-413. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi there. This is Marie, and I was just calling from Minnesota, wondering about my career.
Okay, wondering about your career today. Wow. Bright and sunny. Oh, well, okay. Oh, God. You've had a lot of chaotic commotion going on around you with the career. It always seems to be the left hand doesn't know what the right hand's doing kind of deal.
Yeah.
And I just find myself card after card after card after card on this. Wow. Have you noticed your boss's attraction towards you?
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because I'm feeling like someone has their eye on you from within your career, and it's someone that seems to be a level above yours. Okay.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. I was approached by somebody that is a level above me, and he approached me about a job opportunity, but I haven't heard anything more about that.
Okay. That's fine. I would leave it alone. I just get a big old red flag with that. Okay.
Okay.
Now, I do see that you're going to succeed in this career path. I do feel that you're going to stay where you are for a little while longer, but in about less than maybe 5 to 6 months, you're transitioning into a whole nother company, okay? Doing the same thing, but in a more advanced way.
Okay.
I even see you maybe eventually teaching others how to do what you do because of the level of productivity that you can produce.
Okay. So if that career does come up and he does approach me about that again, probably just stay where I am at.
Yeah, stay away on that one. That's a big old red flag, hun.
Okay.
I'm feeling like, you know, it would start off good, but eventually it would sour very quickly.
Okay.
Okay.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome. Thank
Great.
You.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Mm-hmm. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, area code 607-244, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hello, Adam. This is Charla from New York.
Yes.
And I am calling to find out if you have any idea whether I will be moving into this apartment that I want really bad to get out of the house that I'm in, and if not, maybe when.
Okay, you will. Okay. And don't get the exact timeline, but I feel it's just right there around the corner. Okay. You've been trying to move for some time now, haven't you?
Yeah, my time at the place that I'm at, which
mm-hmm.
we've discussed earlier, runs out on June 24th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
if I remember correctly, that, yeah, that makes sense. It looks to me that this transition is just right there, and it could happen, you know. I know it's going to happen on time. I'm just feeling it's right there, okay?
Okay.
One thing that I picked up on as you were doing your introduction here, Jerry, do you know a guy named Jerry? Are you working with anybody by the name Jerry? Somebody with Jerry came up.
The only Jerry that I know is from high school.
Okay. Are you still in communion with them?
I haven't talked to him in many years, but he used to love me very much.
Mm-hmm. Don't be surprised if you get a call or you run back into this individual somewhere.
Okay.
Okay. But that just really is coming up. Now, I'm getting this feeling like there's something messing with my eye right now. Okay. So are you having vision problems, hon?
Kind of. I just got new glasses in the last week or so.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And are the glasses still giving you issues?
It's kind of hard to see. Yeah, it's different than without glasses.
Okay.
I'm trying to adjust to them.
I'm suggesting that you go back.
I know what you're referring to. The doctors think something's wrong with my optic nerve. I know what you're talking about now.
Okay. Like a pinching sensation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Go back and get that reevaluated, please. I'm really feeling it in my eye. It's really weird. It's actually in my right eye, so it's probably in your left.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, they were concerned about it. They were worried about. They took pictures, and I know what you're talking about now. Yes, I will follow up with it.
And yeah, follow
get
up
a second
with
opinion,
it.
And do lots of pranayam. That will help. I haven't worn glasses in 4 years, and I have a big ocular pressure, and I do a lot of breathing every day, and I do a home remedy. So do lots of breathing. It really helps.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, our last caller for the night is 225-454. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, this is Sharon, and I'm calling from Louisiana.
Yes,
and
hello, Sharon.
Hi, I'm concerned about some oil they found on my land.
Some oil they found where?
On my property.
Oh, you're talking the down home voodoo. All right. Have you gotten instructions on how to remove this properly?
So far.
Okay. Be very careful. Do not touch it with your bare hands, okay? And you need to take it as far away from the property as possible and throw it into a stream, a river, something that's fluid and water that'll carry it far away in the opposite direction.
They just sent me a letter. They were drilling.
Drilling for oil.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Is there anything on your property that's of a spiritual nature?
No.
No? Okay. Because whatever the reason, I'm feeling like you need to shoo them away. Okay? You need to get them to go away. There's something bad about it, and you need to get them to go away. Hello? Are you still with us?
Yeah,
okay.
I was just thinking.
Maybe you
okay.
might want to, you know, allow some other group to come in or something like that. But for them, I'm just not feeling comfortable with them. I feel like they might end up scheming you or something like that.
Okay. That's what I need to find out so I can make other steps.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, don't trust them at all. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Thank you
for
calling. Bye-bye.
All right, everybody, that's the end of our show.
Yes.
Yeah, and Adam, we finally did it.
Yeah.
Thank you for working
they
hard.
Got their- All right, everyone. Well, please don't forget, visit HowlPsychic.com. Namaste, love, light, and good night.
Good night.